Now Warsaw, WRSW, 1480 AM and W259BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.
Here we go. You know why to go to R&B Car Company, right? 90 days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade. And with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we've got banks that cater to everyone, no matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. Happy Labor Day weekend to you and yours. It's going to be a warm one today, but that's okay. It's summertime, at least for another couple of days, and that will feel a lot like fall. Football scores from last night. Warsaw wins at Plymouth 41-7. The Tigers are 3-0. Plymouth scores on the opening drive, and the Tigers scored 41 straight. We'll talk with Coach Curtis and some of the boys that he has with him here in just a few minutes. In the other conference games, Mishawaka beat Northridge 37-16. The Cavemen scored a couple of key late touchdowns right before halftime to put that game on ice. Concord led Northwood 14-7 in the second quarter, and then Northwood went crazy and beat the Minutemen 45-14. Owen Rader threw for over 400 yards. And Wawasee won at Goshen 34-21. Mason Shoemaker, the Wawasee cornerback, 11 of 14 passing, 183 yards and two scores. And the Warriors had three running backs run for over 90 yards. So Mishawaka, Northwood, Wawasee, and the Warsaw Tigers all 1-0 in conference play. Other games, Tippecanoe Valley beat Twin Lakes 35-7. Peru beat Cass 41-14. Meconaquah beat Northfield 20-13. Rochester beat Whitco 42-0. Southwood beat North Miami 39-6. The thriller of the night was down in North Manchester, where Manchester, in double overtime, beat Wabash 27-21. Triton wins again. They beat Caston 30-14. Knox beat Culver 56-8. Culver Academy beat North Judson 26-22. LaVille beat Pioneer 29-13. Columbia City beat Belmont 49-0. East Noble beat Huntington North 51-0. It was Fairfield over Central Noble 35-6. Garrett beat Cherubusco 27-0. Glenn beat Angola 30-24. West Noble beat Eastside 41-17. Brebeuf beat Marion 44-31. Elkhart beat Hammond Morton 48-38. New Prairie down to Lowell 47-8. Jimtown beat Osceola Grace 75-7. Cathedral beat Penn 35-6. It was St. Joe over Washington 51-0. And Bremen beat South Central 35-0. Again, the Tigers winners last night, opening up conference play with a 41-7 win at Plymouth. We'll talk with Coach Curtis and his players coming up. And, of course, we'll play some highlights, too, next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Enjoy the next level of fun on the water with help from Splendor Boats. Place your order now on Quest Pontoons or a Splendor custom-built power catamaran deck boat. Ask about their indoor, safe, and clean off-season boat storage, winterization, shrink wrapping, and pontoon redecking. Plus, schedule your spring boat arrival so you don't have to wait next year. Visit them in Warsaw or Silver Lake or online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
Whether your business is on the farm or in town, Crossroads Bank wants to help you succeed. That is why Crossroads offers competitive rates and friendly service with their business loans. Visit crossroadsbanking.com or in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
False start, pass interference, offsides.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin and hair.
All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers!
Brock gonna pitch it again. This time it's Ransbottom. He's got blockers in front. 15, 10 to the brace of the pylon. Touchdown! Touchdown Tigers! Ransbottom scores for the Warsaw Tigers. We saw him become a big part of the offense a week ago. He's got the Warsaw Tigers on the board, and it's 7-6. Villamil to hold. Snap. Spot is down. Kick is up. On the way. It is. Good! He got it! Mason Smythe hits from 52, and the Tigers up the lead to 27-7 with 2:41 to play in the third.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. It's time to talk Tiger football with head coach Bart Curtis.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you, Roger?
I'm well. How
good.
Are you?
Good. Sun is up. It's another day. We got a day of football. We'll be out watching film. JV Jammers host Plymouth at 10 a.m. this morning. So all is good.
All is good. Rough
start. And what isn't, we'll get better.
Yeah, that's right. Let's talk about the very beginning of the game. Plymouth, you win the toss for the third straight game. You go on defense first. They go down the field. They converted some tough third downs. Yeah. To get down the field and get in the end zone to start the game.
If you remember our conversations throughout the week, particularly yesterday, what did I tell you? That they know what they want to do. They can create issues with formations, and it's really a triple option offense. It really is, in just kind of a unique fashion. So if you recall our conversations, I said that they could come out and give us some issues, and that happened without a doubt. And the manner, and credit to them, because they were patient. They know what they want to do. They have a plan they want to execute. He doesn't care what the score is. He's still going to have that plan. And what I kind of talked to you about what happened did happen. Didn't respond in the manner that I had hoped. So we got to do a better job with our kids as adults of having them prepared and making sure that they're in better shape, not only physically but mentally, to handle situations when they don't go exactly like we thought. You know, when you come out and you play two games, and you remember last week I said a year ago we had given up 7 points.
Yeah,
in four games. And we were the 85 Bears. Eight quarters later, we were the Bad News Bears. And 83 points later, if you remember that.
Yes.
That is what we are going to avoid happening this year. Okay? So it's hard. You know, you got to look inside the mind of a 17, 18-year-old. We're playing hard. We're playing fast. Good things are happening. People can't run the ball on us. We're defending the pass well. So we play two games, and, you know, we look pretty good, and we're feeling pretty good about how we're playing. So what are we going to do then when something doesn't go that way? You know, are you going to fold like an accordion and be weak-minded, or are you going to stiffen up your back, lock your jaw, and fight like crazy? And we did that, but it didn't happen in the fashion or as soon as what I had hoped. And that could be an issue moving forward that we will deal with.
Is that something you can practice?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Putting young people into adverse situations where they have to make a decision to stay positive and fight through it versus pointing fingers, being selfish, opening their mouths, things like that. Those are things that, yes, can be coached. And it's often painful for the people that are on the receiving end of that. But it's good for them. And it helps them down the road.
And so your team goes down 7-0.
We
but
did.
They immediately respond with a five-play drive, 71 yards in a minute 44. And you heard the highlight. Ransbottom gets you into the end zone.
I did. And, they were playing us uniquely defensively. We were convinced once again that they were going to cover up our center and play some type of odd defense. So we practice against that, and they come out in a 4-2 or a modified 4-4-2. So they put two kids in A gap, two kids in B gap. Outside backers were one by one off the slots, but they took those inside four guys and they just like tried to be like a bowling ball with bowling pins and take your legs out to protect the linebackers. So at that point, you have to get the ball outside. And I think of the 300 and what did we rush for? 380?
It's the 340-something,
I think. Of those, I would say that 250 or more were probably C-gapping outside in the alley. So you have to be able to adjust to those things, and I think we did that quite well. And that first drive was good. It was good to, and here's the thing. They did to us what we want to do to other people. They took the ball. They held the ball. They made us look silly. They made us kind of look like we had concrete for cleats. We looked like we had concrete cleats on defense. And then within a minute and a half, we tie it up, or a minute 44, we tie it up and give our defense another opportunity to go out and play better, which they did.
Talk about Ransbottom. This is an amazing story, nowhere. Coach, because this is a kid that practiced at the halfback position.
Little bit.
But not a lot, and he certainly was probably not one of your top four guys.
He was.
So, but his main focus is cornerback. Things didn't go that great for him the first 2 weeks at cornerback. You make that change. How'd that conversation go?
Hey, you're moving to offense. Okay.
Okay. Simple.
That's simple beyond belief. Yeah.
And he has adapted to it beautifully because last 2 weeks he's been great.
I think sometimes adults get too concerned about what children think and feel. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then that gets draining and you lose your focus on what's really important. So our conversation with Luke was, hey, you had a rough night. Tristan Wilson has played well. He's going to step in there. Doesn't mean you'll never play corner again, which he did last night. He probably had 12 to 15 snaps a corner. We think you could play a little halfback. And he went over the offensive side of the ball, took a spot, rushed for 133 yards, caught two balls. And here's the beauty of it, okay? The whole beauty of it is you don't know he's there till he's there.
Yeah.
He doesn't make large announcements. He doesn't, his presence is felt with his play on the field versus any type of verbose announcements of any type. He's not a chest beater, and he's not, you wouldn't even know he had a larynx unless you ask him a question. It's still difficult to get a response from him. You have to tell me what you saw on this play. And really, he reminds me so much of a kid that played for me in 2010 who was a backup split end, earned a split end job. We went to camp. Kid's name was Justin Frazier. He's now the strength coach at Kokomo. And Justin, one of the halfbacks wasn't ready. He was, we were in team time at camp, and the halfback, so Coach Reese, Adam Reese threw Justin Frazier in there. And 13 games later at the regional championship, he's still the halfback. So opportunities arise. What are you going to do to him? You know what I'm saying? What are you going to do with those opportunities? And it's so easy to, and we've talked about this, play the victim, woe is me, I'm getting shafted, what about me? Every kid gets an opportunity. Okay, we have open tryouts. The kids that seize those opportunities and do it in a workmanlike fashion and bring their lunch buckets, those are the kids that you can't get off the field.
Yeah,
I can remember a kid in 2010 named Danny Eggleston who we were actively trying to replace, and we let him know that. okay, as a junior. We are trying to replace you, Danny. And he refused with his blocking and when his number was called for us to get him off the field. So, you know, the old adage, hey, make me play you. And that is exactly what Luke Reinsbottom has done. Did I give you more than you asked for on him?
No, that was perfect. That was part of this show and part of what I try to do is to sing the praises and tell the backstories. And that's a story that's got to be told because Reinsbottom got demoted and he's done nothing.
He didn't really get demoted.
He's not starting anymore.
Demotion's the wrong word.
Okay.
He had a rough opening night. We felt like there was somebody that was playing well enough to, hey, at least earn a shot. And instead of pouting, instead of mumbling, instead of being a locker room lawyer and gathering his troops and griping and complaining, he found a way to get on the field and stay on the field. That's what's fun.
The other part of that, his success, we have to sing the praises of your split ends. Because for those blocking plays to work, your split ends have to do their job.
They do.
And Grady and Corbin were terrific last night on the edges.
I haven't sat down and broke down the film yet, but Carson Chisholm, I think, had a pretty good night in the second half as well. And the halfbacks. The halfbacks, here's the deal. If I block for you, you're going to block for me. That's just how halfback works. You might get the ball six straight times, and I got to block six straight times. But when it's my turn to carry the ball, you got to be there for me. Coach Kappas, our halfback coach, always uses the phrase, no block, no rock. Meaning, if you don't block, you're never going to get on the field or touch the football. You know, I don't care if you're Marcus Allen. You know, that's how it's going to be. You got to be an unselfish cat to play halfback.
You have a fumble.
Ethan Layton, Eric Pold came in and did a really nice job on the goal line.
Yes.
Go ahead.
You fumble in the red zone again.
Oh, yeah. Well, what would be a Friday night without that, Roger?
But your defense stiffens, forces a punt, you get the ball to 50, and you get a touchdown right before halftime.
Yeah, that was big. I'm going to start. I know sometimes I get on here and I might be a bit negative. The center quarterback exchange were better.
It was.
Not perfect, but better. The pitches, we had a couple errant pitches. Okay. We got to make sure, you know, come to, and I've never done it. And anybody that wants to try it, feel free to come out to practice. But you are coming down the line, and there is an outside backer who wants to put his face mask through your sternum. And you need to time that pitch up at the exact right time. And we got to get him making sure that he sees who he's pitching to. So that was positive. Pitches we got to work on. My concern, halfback ball security in the open field. Okay, we had two fumbles in the open field. One, we were going to score, and we ended up scoring later. Effort, execution, and enthusiasm. If you play the game like that in all phases, defense, offense, kick a game, effort, execution, and enthusiasm. Don't worry about all the other BS, okay? Play the game the way it's supposed to be played. Good things are going to happen. And then the last thing would be body language. How are you going to respond when things don't go exactly like you would hope they are going to go? And it starts with me. I get a little sideways sometimes when I see the ball on the ground or I see us not cover somebody two or three times in a row. So I got to do... I am guilty of getting a little bit sideways. Now, I don't get woe is me. I take it out on the people that are closest to me, whether it be my 15-and-a-half-year-old dog or an unsuspecting coach that happens to be near me on the sidelines. So those are the negatives and the positives. We did come back with the touchdown. And I think, did we kick a 47-yard field goal in the first half? And then a 52-yard school record-breaking field goal in the second half.
It was the first field goal was
46.
And then you come out, you get that touchdown to start the third, which, again, that's three straight games with three really impressive drives to start the third quarter, two touchdowns in those three, and the one last night really set the tone for what was going on.
Why we defer?
Absolutely. And then you've got another drive going. It has touchdown written all over it. Things go sideways.
Oh yeah.
And you send your kicker out there, and I'm starting to count off. I'm like, that's a 52-yarder. That's a school record if he makes it. So talk us through the confidence level now you have in Mason Smythe.
Absolutely.
Is pretty high.
Never didn't. But obviously, the Chesterton game and the Michigan City game, there were opportunities to kick field goals where we thought, hey, it's 4th and 3, let's go, and it didn't work out. So we're 4th and probably 9, 8.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got Super Toe over there, staying on the sidelines, drinking water, talking to his teammates, having a good time, waiting for his moment. So it's like, okay, let's get him out there and see what he can do. And I knew he had the leg to do it. And my coaching advice to the kickers is limited. It is keep your head down. The crowd will tell you if it's good or not. And he kept his head down. Same swing, different club. And hit the 52-yarder. I texted Andrew and Harrison Mevis.
Did you?
Late last night and said, hey, we had a 52-yard field goal. And they were both. Andrew responded. He said, yeah, that's so exciting. I mean, that's so cool that, you know, some people win that, like the Miami Dolphins.
Yes.
The 1973 Miami Dolphins.
72.
Anytime there's an undefeated NFL team, they get together and root against them.
Yes.
These two guys are rooting for Mason Smith.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is pretty cool, I think.
So, get in the fourth quarter. Your defense does a really good job. Your offense continues to move the ball. You got to get a lot of people into the game
we
on
did.
Friday night, which is always a goal. And it went really well. We saw, you know, some kids get into the game that are going to be the future of Tiger football, and there was a lot to like.
Yeah, that's exciting when and the thing that I really, even though things didn't go exactly like we planned, the kids to my left here and their teammates who their game time was pretty much over in the fourth quarter, instead of huddling back by the water cooler and telling stories about, hey, let's go get pizza tonight or whatever, they were up actively rooting for the kids that give them the look throughout the week of practice. So, you know, Robinson Hoffert rips a few. We found a formation and a play we liked, which was unbalanced with outside veer. Robinson scores, and then Derek Duncan's son, Brody, comes in. And, you know, he rips it up in there in B-gap hard, play after play after play, and he got the ball in the end zone. So, that was fun. And we did it with some different linemen up front, too, which was nice.
Absolutely. And your defense, you've got some guys. You've got more than just three guys.
We do.
That aren't afraid to get off blocks quickly and get back there.
We
saw those guys that are going to play today, got to play a little bit last night. You've got some defensive linemen depth.
And we've got some defensive kids that want to do the right things and want to get to the ball. And we're getting better and better and better at that. We just got to make sure that we don't play on emotion, but with emotion. Because if you play on emotion and things go poorly, then your emotions go poorly. But if you play with emotion and not on emotion, then you can ride that tide, and it's positive energy and positive emotion that can rally the troops with their buddies and somebody take charge and say, hey, enough's enough. I can remember 10, 12 years ago, I had to call a timeout. Things weren't going well, and team was moving the ball similar to last night. And I had to call a timeout and go out there and keep two or three of them from fighting each other in the huddle. Okay, back when defenses would huddle, because they were so enthusiastic and angry that a team that shouldn't be moving the ball on us was moving the ball on us. So you don't want that, but you do want somebody to say, hey, enough is enough, let's go, knock it off, wrap up, tackle, get to the ball, keep playing hard. Because you never know when that next play is going to lead to a turnover if you're running the ball.
I know it's going to be weird next week, but you don't have to get on a bus to go to a football game.
Oh, my goodness. Well, last night I told the guy after the game, it was like a trip to Owens. It felt like a trip to Owens compared to Michigan City,
yeah,
which felt like, you know, Michigan City and then Chesterton last week. It's just been one big blur. So it'll be nice to send the kids home after school, come back for alumni night, and play in the friendly confines of Fisher Field.
Who do you have with you today?
I got two fine young men who are fast friends, two characters. We were telling stories on the way home last night on the bus about when they were freshmen. This is two-thirds of the triage that about on a weekly basis hadn't quite grown up yet, and we would have to have little talks in the gym and maybe push some towels here and there. But the two guys, Harrison Stouffer and Nathaniel Rosas, that have matured greatly since their freshman year, both academically and socially. You know, I love to look at the grades of kids and see where they were go back as a freshman, maybe the first semester as a sophomore, and their academics from about the middle of their junior year or the beginning of their junior year through now, the light bulb went off. And these two guys are both smart, passionate, and really, really good football players.
They got fed this morning by the Warsaw Donut Shop, formerly the Wabash Donut Shop on South Detroit Street. So stop by there and get some donuts today or tomorrow before church. We'll talk with those guys coming up here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
I am a Colts fan.
I'm a Bears fan. And you out there are Warsaw Tiger fans.
Whoever you root for, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alderfer Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future. So if you're a Colts fan, a Tiger fan, a Bears fan, or a fan of any other team,
except the Patriots. Alderfer Bergen can be the head coach of your financial planning team.
Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street in Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon with Rock Hill Pinnock. I had to chuckle the other day because I heard a lawyer on TV say you should come to their firm because they're the attorneys you know. But yet, you've never heard of them, except from the television commercials. The attorneys at Rock Hill Pinnock are part of this community. We may help coach your kids at t-ball, see you at a golf match, or simply be your friend or neighbor. If you don't know one of us yet, chances are someone you know does. But whether you know us already or not, we hope you'll give us a call and get to know us as your attorneys. Call 267-6116 for an appointment today. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
Relax, ma'am. Your husband will walk again soon. We do knee replacements all the time.
I don't know. It seems like I should just replace the whole thing. Aren't you single?
Sometimes it's obvious when you should replace just a part. Like if your windows have condensation between the panes, you may not need to replace the whole window. The specialists at Glass Doctor can install new insulated glass in your existing frames for less than you might think. Save money and restore your window's appearance. Visit glassdoctor.com.
Call the Glass Doctor. We'll fix your paint.
Oh, yeah!
You're listening to Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM.
All right, Mr. Rosas, you go first. You've got the microphone.
Alrighty.
Let's talk about this defensive line. We thought this would be a strength of the football team at the beginning of the year. Through three games, it has certainly been that.
Yeah.
Why? Why are you guys so good at what you do?
We've got a great coach, Coach Gabrich. He's brought a lot of knowledge and wisdom to the defensive line. So I think that he plays a big part. Me and Beam have been playing together since, you know, middle school. Mason's got a lot of experience, you know, started a couple games last year. So, yeah, just experience, great coaching, and we love playing together.
This is 2 years in a row that you guys, at the beginning of the season, have looked dominating, right?
Yeah.
Teams are having a hard time running the ball on you. You are getting to the quarterback on a regular basis.
Yep.
What is that like?
Yeah, it's great. I hope that we plan on keeping what we've got going, I guess.
We ask people on offense all the time what it's like to score a touchdown or what it's like to catch a pass.
Yeah.
What is it like to know that the quarterback knows he's going to get hit and you're the one that's going to hit him, and then you hit him? What is that?
Oh, it feels great. Knowing that we have a three front, so, I mean, like, we're getting great pressure against five linemen, just us three. I mean, looking at it on film, it feels great. It's a really great feeling.
How do you practice that? I mean, Is there a drill that you guys do in practice to get around your offensive lineman in front of you and get to the quarterback?
Yeah, for sure. Since we do run a three front, we face a lot of double teams throughout the year, especially if we're not sending linebackers on a blitz. So we work a lot of like double team destruction, following our guards, just blowing blocks up, just a lot of stuff like that.
This team is 3-0, 1-0 in the conference. Yep. But you know, the next 3 weeks are gonna say a lot about your season.
Absolutely.
So Monday in practice, because you're pretty much the vocal leader of that front three. What's your message going to be to the other guys about what you got to do to keep this thing rolling?
We've just got to really be locked in this week, have a great week of practice, take it one day at a time, and focus on the goal.
Tell us about your parents and brothers and sisters and where you live.
So my dad is Isaac Rosas. He works over at Zimmer Biomet. And then my mom is Jennifer Rosas. She works for United Healthcare. I've got a sister at the high school. She's a junior. Her name is Kaylin Rosas.
Does she play sports?
She does not. Okay. She's pretty smart though. So, we live over by the airport.
Okay.
Just off 15.
Yeah. What do you want to do when you graduate?
I'm looking to go to IU right now.
Okay.
Major in biology or psychology, something like that.
What do you want to do with that?
I want to work in anesthesia. So I'm
really.
Yeah.
Why?
Just always want to do something in medicine. And it's kind of like the field that's really interested me that I've found. So,
who's been your favorite teacher in high school?
My favorite teacher in high school, probably Coach Jones.
Really?
In athlete development over from freshman to junior year. He's just great. Makes class.
A lot of votes, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah. He gets a lot of love. So,
he does.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
When I first met him, I just wasn't sure about him. And now I've gotten to know him, and I love that guy.
Oh yeah, he's great.
I would run through a wall for that guy, and I'm not in athlete development. Tell us about what that that class is. What do you do in athlete development?
Well, we come in early once a week. Well, for me and for seniors now, it's three times a week. But we come in early, we lift some weights, do a little bit of conditioning, and
Who do you hang out with?
Graydon Nolan, Split End, Leighton Isbell, Lucas Ransbottom. Oh God, Reed Zellinger. I don't want to leave anybody out here.
Yeah. Do you have hobbies?
I work out a lot.
You work out a lot.
Play football. It's kind of all I got time for right now.
Yeah, so. I get that. Good. All right. So Harrison, update us on your knee. What's going on with that?
Well, week one, it was kind of a rocky start. Got four plays into the game and got tied up with a linebacker, just drive blocking him, and he was flailing all over the place trying to throw me off, and foot just got caught up in the turf, and all my weight and all his weight went down on my knee and just heard a pop, and it was a really scary feeling, just going down, I couldn't even hardly feel my leg. It was a scary feeling just being there, knowing that my season is probably over. I'm not sure what I'm gonna go on and do from here, because it was really what I had planned out for the next 5 years, playing college football and just getting recruited to go to the next level. But it was definitely an eye-opening experience as to how fast things can happen on the football field and how soon it can all be over.
And so, it's a torn ACL.
Yes,
but I know that you're not a guy who gives up easily.
Right. So we've been exploring our options. We got an MRI, and we sent it to a couple different doctors, and we sent it to the team doctor up at Michigan State, and he looked it over and said it was actually an older tear. It was partially torn for a couple years, actually. So that's probably attributed as to why it tore so easily the rest of the way, but since it's been an older tear and I've gotten some stability on it while it wasn't all the way there, they kind of believe that I have more of a chance to come back and play this season.
Really?
So, yeah. They just got me fitted up for some nice custom knee braces. They're not as good as an ACL, but it'll definitely help the stability of my leg and get that compression taped up, get some stem treatment on it, IFC treatment, and that just, it really loosens everything up and it makes me feel great. So we'll see how it goes getting the knee braces on and seeing if I can play a little bit in a couple weeks here. So
okay, well, that was my next. What's the timeline then for that? When might you be able to come back if that all works out?
Well, over the past couple weeks, it's been getting more stable. Been because I went from not being able to walk the night it happened to walking around just fine 3 days later, and just been consistently getting better and better. So right now, I'm planning on making an attempt at coming back just as soon as the knee braces come in, and I can see how they feel and see what that feels like when I'm practicing in a stance and everything. It's all really playing it by ear, taking it day by day right now. So we'll just see how it all goes.
Talk about this offensive line and how this unit's come together. With your injury and James Leiter being out, it was hard for them, but they're seemingly starting to really come around and come together.
Right. So at the start of the year, we were looking at our lineup, and we were thinking, wow, this big offensive line. It's one of the bigger ones we've had just like overall averagely. We've averaged right around 240, 250 pounds, which is really good for us. I mean, it was left to right, it was me, Wyatt Dawson, Cam Kaufman, Javion Lawson, and then Chase Carl out at right tackle. So, I mean, we were excited for this year. It was going to be a good year. And then Michigan City, I went out, and then James Leiter came in for me, and then he went out a couple quarters later, and that was really a shock to us because we've all been playing the position for our whole high school careers, and we didn't know what to do from there really. So next week at practice, we shuffle some people around. We moved Wyatt out to right tackle, and then Chase went over to left tackle. Aiden Williamson came in at center, so Cam could play guard, and then Javion still played right guard. And what we've been doing is just, I mean, what the situation has called for really is us getting closer as a unit because, I mean, these are people that, I mean, we worked together as a unit all season, and then that got tore up pretty quickly, so we need to come back together as a group. And that's something we've been working on. We've hung out a lot together, and we have to get a good bond with each other because we have to know you can trust the person on either side of you. And it's getting there. It is. It's been a good process. Everyone's starting to feel more comfortable playing next to each other. So it should be, things are starting to look up. It should be good.
Tell us about your parents and brothers and sisters and where you live.
My dad is William Stouffer. He works at dental office up north of town, and mom helps out there occasionally. She does a lot of running around on the farm, though. We farm as well. So
really? What kind of farm?
We have a row crop farm and then cattle, too. So it definitely keeps us busy, keeps us out of trouble. And my little brother, Jacob, he's a freshman this year. He just came into the high school. He's playing football, probably. He wants to wrestle and do track too this year, so that'll be really good for him. He's come a long way since middle school playing football. He's just, the summer workouts alone have really elevated his level of play as far as football. So, yeah.
What do you want to do when you graduate?
Well, I've been getting recruited. One school in particular, Hillsdale College up in Michigan, that's been a goal of mine for a long time, to go play football there and study there, major in chemistry. And talked to the coach a little bit ago about the injury, and he said that wouldn't affect the recruiting process much at all. And that's really promising, just so I can, even if I don't end up playing, I'll get the surgery, and then I'll still be fully recovered by the time summer workouts come around. And that's promising. Nice. I'm hoping that college will go well, and then if I keep on the track that I kind of want to be on right now, go to grad school, dental school, and then just come start working with dad and maybe eventually take over the practice. And
nice.
Yeah, it'll be a nice family business.
Yeah, that's fantastic. What's been your favorite class in high school?
My favorite class in high school it's got to be Mr. Gross's class. He's really easy to get along with. Enjoy talking to him, being a part of his class. Last year I had him for U.S. history, and this year I have him for government class, and he's a really good guy. I like being around him and just talking to him. He's always got fun comments to say, and it's good. It's
good. Thank you guys for coming in today. Great job this season and this morning, and we'll see you this week. That is Harrison and Nathan on the program today. Again, they got fed by the Warsaw Donut Shop on South Detroit Street in Warsaw. And this is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. The Tiger Sports Diary is coming up next.
Collier's Heating and Air has long been known for quality and integrity. Quality in their line of Lennox heating and air systems, and integrity in the way they've been doing business in our community for the last 36 years. So when they say they have a Lennox heating and air system for your home with $1,500 rebates, along with up to $2,000 off the dealer list price, you can take them at their word. Lennox quality and Collier's integrity. Trust Collier's.com.
There are many reasons to go to the eye doctor, so why not go to one that does it all? This is Dr. Jason Rich of the Spectacle Shop. Maybe you'd like to know if your infant or toddler can see properly. Maybe you've got a child who really wants contact lenses. Maybe you've hit that age where you just can't hold your phone far enough away to see it anymore. Maybe you didn't think wearing safety glasses was necessary when you picked up that weed whacker. We love diagnosing and treating all these issues, and everything else too. Visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Michiana, you're approved. Need a new ride when everyone says no way? You're approved. This is Wade with Nissan of Warsaw. Low credit score? I don't care. You're approved. I have the power to say yes to everyone. And with my you're approved process, $500 down, bam, you're approved. What do you need? Current pay stub, photo ID, and proof of where you live, along with four friends that'll tell us how amazing you are. And bam, you're approved. To start the process, call us at 574-267-5850. NissanofWarsaw.com, TradeWithWade.com. You're approved.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's start with girls cross country. They ran at Oxbow Park this week in the first of the two round robin dual meets featuring the NLC schools. They have two of those, then they run for the conference meet also at Oxbow Park, and that would be for the determining of who the conference champ is. They score the teams head-to-head. So you come out of that with seven scores, and Warsaw won all seven of the Super Duels. They beat Northridge 23-35. They beat Mishawaka 20-36. Northwood 16-47. Concord 17-45. They beat Goshen 17-45. Plymouth 19-44, and Wawasee 18-44. Joey Ristrelli first across the line, 19-08. Sammy Ristrelli right behind in second, 20-07. Eden Metz and Marissa Howitt came in third and fourth at 20-40 and 20-49. Elizabeth Vienerby then finished in fifth for the Tigers at 21-44. For the boys, they also went 7-0 at the meet, and they beat Northridge 27-29 in an upset of a team that's ranked in the top 10 in the state of Indiana. Jackson Gackenheimer, the sophomore, led the way. He finished second overall. Right behind teammate was Tyler Mimdaw, his teammate. The junior finished third. Tyler Schwartz was fourth. Gabe Klein came in 16th. Rick Orr was 19th. If you want to know more about the scores, again, there are seven different scores from that meet. You can go to the recap for this meet at Warsaw-Tigers.com. Girls soccer this week had a very busy week. A raucous crowd in Goshen. A big meet. This is kind of the year that Goshen's been pointing to. They wanted to get over the hump. They wanted to beat this Warsaw team, and it did not happen. Laid Tigers down 1-0, tied it. Down 2-1, tied it again, and it ended in a 2-2 tie. Lola Pepper scoring both of the goals. An outstanding performance by the rest of the team to draw to earn a draw at 2-2. The JV came up short. Lila William scored the goal in a 2-1 loss to Goshen. Then the Tigers took on Homestead on Thursday. Homestead's number 9 in the most recent poll. Lady Tigers beat them 4-3 in non-conference action. Lola Pepper, two goals, including a penalty, one each from Natalie Brown and Hayden Elliott. Tigers had leads of 3-1 and 4-2. Homestead scored with about a minute and a half to go to get to within one, but Warsaw was able to keep the ball pretty much at the other end and not give Homestead any last-minute chances. It's Warsaw's first win against Homestead since 2017. In the JV game, Lila William again scored the goal for the Tigers as they won 1-0 over Homestead. The boys last Saturday, pretty exciting game in front of a huge crowd at the Tiger Soccer Complex. Warsaw against 2A number 2 Marion, and they beat up 1-0. About halfway through the second half, Finn Bailey, the goalie, with a goal kick, kicked it just across the midline. It was headed back by Marion to Julian Saldivar, who then calmly floated a beautiful lob ball over the defensive backs. Callan O'Brien ran onto it. The goalie came out. O'Brien slipped it underneath his left arm. It rolled harmlessly into the back of the net. The Tigers went up 1-0, and they made that stand. Raul Carbajal and Finn Bailey each contributing with a half in goal for another shutout, their fourth in five matches to that point. The junior varsity also was a winner 2-0. Then on Tuesday, or on a Monday, the boys beat Plymouth 7-0. Eduardo Escutia with three goals. Callan O'Brien, Maiden Berger, Noah Van Pufflin, Knox Ritter have also scored goals in that game. Assists, Luke Barbosa with two, Maiden Berger with two, Knox Ritter with one, Callan O'Brien with one. The Tigers get a conference victory 7-0 over their rivals Plymouth, and Warsaw won the JV by a score of 3-0. And then on Wednesday, things went sideways. Concord, playing at home, beat the Tigers with a goal in the last few minutes of the game, 2-1. Noah Van Pufflin scored for the Tigers on an assist from Knox Ritter. The JV played to a 1-1 draw. Delix Benitez scored the goal for the Tigers. The volleyball team was in action last weekend. Both the JV, the freshmen and the varsity in action. The varsity was at the Plymouth Powerball Tournament, and Warsaw went 4-0. They beat Penn in three. It went 15-10 in set three. That was Warsaw's second win over Penn in a match in a week. Maggie Holland, 7 kills. Melina Hallblitzel, 6. Leah Henderson, 6. Ellie Hepler had 3 aces. Kenzie Shivington also had 3. Kenzie had 18 assists, and Ellie had 13 digs. The girls then beat New Prairie in 2. Leah Henderson with 7 kills. Avery Hepner with 3 aces. Kenzie Shivington with 16 assists. And Ellie Hepler had 13 digs. The girls beat Valparaiso in 2 in their third match. Maggie Hallen had 6 kills. Melina Hoblitz with 5. Leah Henderson, 5. Krista Lauk with 4. Melina also had 3 aces. Kenzie had 14 assists. And Ellie Hepler had 10 digs. And then in the championship match, Warsaw beat Chesterton in 2. Maggie Holland with 5 kills. Leah Henderson also 5. Allison Chapman had 5. Ellie Hepler had 2 aces and 14 digs. And Kenzie Shivington had 13 assists. So the Lady Tigers get out of Plymouth with 4 wins and a trophy. The freshman volleyball team went to Michigan City on Saturday. They won that tournament, beating Portage in 2. Ariana Harmon with 12 aces, 10 kills, and 2 digs. Then they beat Chesterton in 2. Aspen Wagner had 14 assists and 6 digs. The freshmen beat Mishawaka 25-12, 25-6. 7 kills for Ariana Harmon, and Aspen Wagner had 14 assists. And then they beat Valparaiso for the championship 25-17, 25-12. Doran Villema with 9 digs, Ariana Harmon with 10 kills, and Aspen Wagner with 14 assists. On Tuesday, the girls took on Mishawaka. The freshmen beat Mishawaka in 2. Aspen Wagner, 8 assists and 2 aces. Ariana Harmon with 4 kills. The junior varsity beat Mishawaka in 2. Alyssa McCleary with 14 assists and 6 aces. Maddie Williamson, Emma Stanley, Claire Kinsel, all with 5 kills. And Grace Bowers had 3 aces. The varsity then beat Mishawaka in 4, losing the second set but winning the last 2 to take the match. Melina Hoblitzer with 13 kills. Maggie Holland with 13 kills. Leah Henderson with 11. Ellie Hepler had 3 aces. Kenzie Shivington had 30 assists in the match. And then the girls wrapped up their week with a junior varsity victory over Goshen in two. Alyssa McClear with 10 aces and 17 assists. Maddie Williamson with 6 kills. Claire Kinsel with 5. The varsity beat Goshen in 3, 25-18, 25-6, and 25-13. Blaine Hall-Blitzel with 10 kills. Leah Henderson with 9. Maggie Holland with 8. Maggie had 4 aces. Claire Reichenbach had 3. Kenzie Shivington, 22 assists. Avery Hepner with 7 digs. And Ellie Hepler with 6. The girls' golf team was in action this week. They took on Northwood. They beat Northwood 168-179. Abby Peterson with a bogey-free round in which she had birdies on 2 and 8 to shoot 34. Olivia Robinson-Gay, 40. Tessa Graney, 48. Claire Royst, 52. Abigail Davis, 46. The girls then on Wednesday took on Wawasee and Concord. Warsaw shot 163 to Wawasee's 206 to Concord's 202. That put the girls at 9-3, 5-1 in the conference. Olivia Robinson-Gay, 36, bettered only by Abby Peterson's 35. Claire Royce, 44. Abigail Davis, 48. Macy Carlisle, 51. The JV shot 211. They're 4-1 on the season, 2-0 in conference play. Lily Henderson, 51. Mia Jones, 56. Lucy Ray, 55. Sophie Stewart, 51. And Adela May Huffer, 54. And then on Thursday, the girls played again. They took on Mishawaka, who only had 3 players, so they were not able to generate a team score. Warsaw shot 165. Still goes as a win for the Lady Tigers. They finished up the conference season 6-1. Northridge was the only team that beat them this year. Olivia Robinson, gave 35. Abby Peterson, 36. Claire Royce, 54. Abigail Davis, 42. Macy Carlisle, 51. The tennis team lost to Goshen this week by a score of 5-0. The JV lost to Goshen by a score of 10-1. On Wednesday, the boys lost to Culver Academy 5-0, and then came back on Thursday and beat Plymouth 4-1 for their first win of the season. Wins for Charlie Norton, Ted Grandin, and Henry Norton at singles. Drew Reiser and Chris Miller won at doubles for the Tigers. And JV wins individually for Spencer Love, Luke Ford, and Nate Friedberg. The JV football team lost another tough one last Saturday at home to Chesterton 15-6. Carson Chisholm caught a pass from Garrett Hood for the Tigers' only score of the game. Tigers now 0-2 on the season. We'll tell you more about what they're doing today in just a minute. The freshman team also played last Saturday, and they beat Chesterton 44-28. Michael Schenk had 4 touchdowns. Tucker Reed had a 43-yard touchdown reception from Cohen McCray. And McCray also ran for a 31-yard touchdown of his own. Reed also picked off a pass. Grady Nelson, Jonah Johnson, Matthew Flores Ortega all participated very well on defense. The Tigers got out of there with a 44-28 freshman win. Today, the girls' varsity golf team is at Carroll for Invitational at Cobblestone. That is underway. The cross-country teams are both at Marion this morning for the Marion Invitational. That is being held at Indiana Wesleyan. Part of the girls' golf team is at the Lady Bronco Invitational. That is at 9 a.m. this morning. The JV volleyball team is hosting their Invitational at the Warsaw Community High School. That is in the T-Rack. Penn, Southwood, Lewers, Chesterton, Culver Academy, Columbia City, Concordia, LaPorte, Homestead, Leo, Northrop, Southside, and Manchester all competing in that. And the soccer teams are in action today. Girls soccer team on the road, JV and varsity at Northwood. That starts at 10 and 11:30. The JV football team is hosting Plymouth at the top of the hour here in just a couple minutes, and that starts at 10 o'clock. Nothing on Monday. On Tuesday, girls golf is at the JV girls golf is at the New Prairie Invitational. There's also a group of JV girls that will be going to the Elkhart matchup, and that will be at Bent Oak. The JV boys soccer match against Mishawaka is canceled. They do not have a team, so the varsity will play Mishawaka at Baker Park in Mishawaka starting at 6 o'clock. The girls JV soccer team will host Mishawaka at the Tiger Soccer Complex. That will be on the JV field. That will start at 5:30, while the varsity match will start at 7:15 on the varsity field. The boys' varsity soccer team will be at Sacred Park at Baker Park at 6 o'clock on Tuesday. The JV girls will be taking on Northridge at Northridge, and that will be at 6 o'clock. And community hours begin at the T-Rack for walking on Tuesday. Wednesday, the girls' golf team will host Triton at Rosella Ford. That will start at 4:30. Boys' tennis is at Homestead at 5. Unified football is at Homestead at 6 p.m. on Wednesday. Then on Thursday, the boys' soccer teams, all of them, will be at Penn. Freshman and JV, along with the varsity, all at Penn on Thursday. Girls' JV and varsity soccer will host Concord JV at 5:30, and the varsity will start at 7. And then next Friday, the home opener for the Warsaw football team as they bring in Concord. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock. Our coverage begins at 6:15 on News Now Warsaw. We'll come back and wrap up the show next here on News Now Warsaw. Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company.
Here we go. You know why to go to R&B Car Company, right? 90 days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade. And with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we've got banks that cater to everyone, no matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
I'm your neighbor. You see me at Optimist, you see me at church, you see me at the grocery store. I'm just a regular guy with a law degree who has the know-how to get you the win. I'm Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. With millions of dollars won for clients, call me. I'll give you my personal cell and we can start working together. The initial call's always free. I handle all types of injuries, falls, crashes, defective products, and more. Call me today, Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. Just say, hey Google, look up the Law Office of Travis McConnell. Office Warsaw.
A good night of sleep does wonders for your body, and to get it, a great mattress and adjustable base are a must. Hi, this is Hannah. During the Tempur Sealy Labor Day sales event at Reinhold's Town Square Furniture in Warsaw, save up to $800 on adjustable base sets from Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, and Sealy. Check out reinholdsfurniture.com and hurry into 118 West Main Street in downtown Warsaw today for a limited time savings on the mattress of your dreams.
And now, for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, here's Roger.
Okay, a couple things. One, last night's football game is available for you to listen to again. If you go to newsnowwarsaw.com, go to sports, and you can scroll down there and look at Tiger scores, and you'll see the schedules for football, and eventually boys and girls basketball will be in there too. Click on the football link, go down to the third game, it'll say listen, and you can click on that and listen to the four quarters of the broadcast. This broadcast, Tiger Talk, will be available also in a different link under sports. You can go there and you'll be listening to any of the Tiger Talk shows. You can click on them, share them, do any of that. That is at newsnowwarsaw.com, and that'll be ready probably in about the next 10 minutes or so. I'm headed out to the JV football game, so I hope to see you there. In the meantime, thanks to all the coaches for turning in their results, and thank you for spending your Saturday with us. Have a safe and happy Labor Day weekend, and we'll see you back on the radio here on Tuesday.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.